This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
He doesn't realize it. He has no idea.
No.
What?
He's immune.
You don't know what, like, okay, here's what goes on in this room. Songs are playing, TX running back and forth, answering calls. Aaron's like scheduling music for 6 weeks from now. Everybody's doing something else. I sit here, I'm pouring myself a nice Chianti. And then sometimes we're like, oh, coming up in a few minutes, let's talk about the new thing with the Broncos. Let's talk about, like, whatever. Let's talk about, like, but at this particular moment, as sometimes happens, we don't all know what we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
But I know because I'm talking.
Yes.
I know exactly what we're going to talk about. Here's the weird thing. So does Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Which leaves me. I have no idea. What are we
doing? And the irony of the whole thing, the irony of you being in the dark, I was a little hesitant. Yes, I said it like that. To do this on the air, and you just proved that this has to be done on
it. It is very necessary.
What?
It is.
What?
What did you just try to hand us before we went on the air? What did you just try to hand us?
Some medication.
Okay.
It's a nose spray.
It is a dark day, and I'm going to say this.
No drip.
I will say.
Nasal spray.
4 years, I have done one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
I have cut T-Hack down.
Yes.
Probably because he's so cool and so, like, he's got a great life, great marriage, great everything. And so, like, sometimes the personality trait of mine is like,
you don't want to see anyone else
be happy.
Yeah,
I just got to like beat him like a baby harp seal, right? And just like, taint that beautiful white fur. Just, Or I spend a lot of time talking about how great he is because I've kind of turned a new leaf and I'm like, no, he's a great.
Which listeners are texting in saying that you have never done that.
It's not true. Oh my God, I've said it so much lately. I've blown so much sunshine. You just aren't listening closely enough.
And like you say it a lot off air as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm just putting that out
in
there
like
as well.
The closed back rooms of like when no one's
where there's
around.
No microphones or recording equipment allowed.
Turn the light off.
It doesn't give me a great deal of pleasure to say I was right all along. There is a flaw in the system, a ghost in the machine. There's a problem. He's not perfect, and he's far from it. You, sir, you don't get it. You have an addiction problem.
My, oh my, how the turntables
have turned. Hey.
Do I?
Do you? And I, here's the thing. Text into 303-222-5423, and guess what his addiction is? And no, it doesn't rhyme with schmulvers.
Yeah, now that we could have a talk about.
Or schmurpees. He just spent 10 minutes going like, oh, sometimes I just stare at the Slurpee machine. I think we need to do a whole break of just like, Tack, why don't you walk us through
a typical Saturday. That was off the air.
He literally is like, you ever just stand there and watch the Slurpee machine? I'm like, no, why would I?
Much like a Slurpee machine, full circle. It was a lot.
That's so weird.
Are you guys helping me or what? What's that? What's going
Here's
on
Here's what it is. We learned recently, we were all out at an event, and we were kind of scraping by. There was health problems for each of us, but we had to muscle through.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that day that you're like, yeah, man, I'm on like day 20 of this nasal spray thing. And
I'm still congested.
It kind of piqued my interest and Aaron's and some other people around there, because there were medical professionals around and they're like, that's not Afrin, is it? bro.
To which I said, I don't know, which is probably not a good answer.
We're making light of this, but again, please text in to 303-222-5423 if you're an Afrin person. Dude, it's really bad for you.
Is it? It's just,
it's really good to for a temporary relief of something going on with you.
Mm-hmm. Which I have. I'm congested. You can hear me in my voice.
How many days in are you?
This is day two. Okay. The second day.
If this was like a week ago when you were on day 20, you go through longer than you
use it for. I do like 2 days, but then I took like a week off at least because I didn't need it. Because I didn't.
When
I wasn't
you take
congested.
It for 2 days, how often do you take it?
Twice during the day, usually, and then once. Sometimes I'll do it right
before
bed.
How many times is recommended, Tiak?
Well, that's okay.
How many times is recommended, Tiak?
It says twice a day, 2 to 3 sprays, which would be a total of 6 sprays a day. Now, I do it 3 times a day, but I only do 2 sprays each time, so I'm still at 6 sprays a day.
Oh,
so
real quick.
You're going to have to take it out of my hands.
Real quick, where I always forget this. I know you went to school in Iowa, but where did you get your physician's, where'd you get your doctorate? Where'd you get your medical license from?
I didn't.
To go to say, oh, I get to rechange their dosing from 2 to 3 a day to that's a total of 6 and I can divide it. I could do 6 one hitter.
Yes. I didn't get a doctorate, but I did learn to read. It was at Burlington Notre Dame Elementary School.
You don't get to just change their dosage. They're saying 6, but only 2 times a day. And you're like, no, but I'm going to do the 6 and I'm going to divide it up anyway.
Prolonged or excessive use of nasal decongestant Afrin or the off-brand one that you are using. Yeah. Which still
don't
has...
bring me down. Oh, you can't even afford the real stuff.
No, I'm just saying it still has the...
Yeah, what does that say?
Oxymetazoline or whatever leads to a cycle where more frequent and higher doses of the spray are needed to achieve the initial level of congestion relief.
It's called chasing the dragon, baby.
You are there, buddy.
You, buddy. I'm sorry. Is that what is? Have we decided, buddy's the way to get through on this one?
It's coming across condescending. I would maybe rethink it.
No, because you're an addict.
I'm not an addict. Clearly, you can hear in my voice, I am stuffed up. I use this when I'm stuffed up. And it works. It works wonders.
Yeah, but you're having to take more and more. You're changing the dosage. You're changing the recommended dosage.
Yep.
Are you telling me that the heroin dude down there is like, well, the doctor said I could have it while I was there. He's like, now I'm going to try it in the park. Like, you're...
It was very awkward when we ran into somebody else who said they struggled with a problem with this exact thing.
A full-blown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they were hospitalized or something. It was like they had to
they
get
said
over
that
a
they
genuine,
were, yeah.
It was a genuine addiction.
Yes.
And I said, I need to do this. Turn around or something.
And you did. You shot up in front of that person.
It's my last resort to try to sound, to breathe. I'm not addicted. Come on. I could quit like next week if I wanted.
What do we say? What if Aaron and I...
Who would have thought out of all the interventions we should have on this show that I would be first?
Let us hold it. Let us just hold your... How many shots have you had today?
I've had 2 in each nostril.
What about you, Slacker?
Let me hold it!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.